Hey everyone, I am so excited for one of my favorite things of the whole year. We're gonna have a living nativity every hour on the hour from 5 to 8 p.m., December 12th through the 15th. And I want to invite you to bring your family and friends. And you can find all the info at schooloffaith.com. So let us begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today we celebrate the feast of Christ our King. In the first book of Samuel, when the prophet Samuel is judging and ruling the Israelites, we read that the people came to Samuel with a request. They want a new system of government. They want a king. They say to Samuel, "We want a king to rule over us and fight our battles like the other nations have." Not surprisingly, Samuel is hurt by this request. He's been their prophet. He's been actually a really good leader, and he feels rejected by this request for not only a new leader, but a new kind of leader, a king. Because the people want to be just like the other nations. But God sets Samuel straight. God says to him, "Don't feel bad, Samuel. It's not you they're rejecting by this request for a king. The one they're really rejecting is me." But why is that? Why would asking for a particular political system equate to a rejection of God? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
now notice, God never says that having a king is a bad thing in itself. In fact, God will show his special affection and support for kings like David and Solomon. And actually, back in the time of Moses, in the book of Deuteronomy, God had even foretold of the institution of a king over Israel. And Christ himself frames the entire church as a kingdom, the kingdom of God. So God doesn't have anything against kingdoms as such. Just because a people has a king, it doesn't mean that they reject God. What does count as rejecting God is whenever you think some political change will solve all your problems. When you think a mere political change will bring safety and prosperity and establish perfect peace and justice and make everybody happy, then you've made an idol out of politics and you've rejected the Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The human race has tried an endless number of political systems, and all of them have advantages and disadvantages. But they are all man-made systems, and that means that clever people will always be able to find loopholes in them to exploit. There have been good kingdoms and bad kingdoms. There have been good presidents elected into office and bad presidents elected into office. Congress has passed just laws and unjust laws, and the Supreme Court has made right judgments and bad judgments. What makes kingdoms and congresses and democracies good or bad is ultimately the people who make them up. The system does not determine our character. Our character determines whether the system is a moral success or failure. But even Christians forget that. We think if we tweak the system, everything will be all right. We thought for a long time that our problems in this country mostly came about because the Supreme Court had over reached its authority with Roe versus Wade. It wasn't the Supreme Court's job to legislate from the bench. Well, true enough. But now that the Supreme Court has overturned Roe versus Wade and sent the abortion issue back to states, what's happening? State after state, with a few exceptions, is confirming abortion as a legal right in their constitution. You see, if the people are vicious, which means full of vice, if they want the option to have their own children and grandchildren murdered, then tweaking the political system isn't going to solve the problem. The human problem, the problem of injustice, the problem of unhappiness, it can't be solved by a political change. It can only be solved by conversion and by conforming ourselves to the truth who is God and by allowing God to save us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's not just political structures that don't bring righteousness. Political rulers can't bring righteousness either. Part of the reason is that political rulers are sinners, just like everyone else. Political rulers are in need of salvation, so they can't be the source of salvation. Israel had some good kings, although a lot more bad kings, and the good ones did make a difference for a while. For a while, they could delay the calamity that Israel had brought upon itself. They could delay the calamity, but they couldn't stop it. Because the calamities that came upon Israel were the results of Israel's sins. The sins of each of the chosen people, the sins of each of the members of the population. sins of lust and idolatry, and yes, even of child sacrifice. And even if we get a saint for president one day, and don't hold your breath for that, that president can't stop each and every one of us from contributing to the rot of our nation by our repeated sins. And that rot will eventually bring about collapse from within unless something miraculous happens. Only God works miracles, and only God works the miracle of conversion, repentance, and reformation. And that's why only God can offer salvation to any individual and to the country that those individuals constitute. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Political structures and political leaders do matter. And to the extent that we have some influence, we should use that influence to reform our structures and get good leaders into office. But we don't put our trust in princes. We don't put our trust in the rulers of this world. And we don't let our peace become dependent on the outcomes of elections. We put our trust in Christ the King of the universe. We have the Lord who reigns on his throne, the Lord who directs the fate of nations, and who offers salvation to peoples only if they turn to him in repentance and conversion. We may celebrate or we may lament our earthly kings and governors and presidents, but we don't worry too much about it either way. Why? Because our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And we will save our land and our families only to the extent that we bring everyone, starting with ourselves, more under His rule. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. What did that meditation make you reflect on?
Well, maybe I ought to first share why I went this direction with the meditation, not for the Feast of Christ the King.
Sure.
We use a lot of different platforms to put out this podcast, and we get really good metrics from the platforms. I'm not like Santa Claus. I don't know who's naughty and nice, and I can't tell who specifically is praying the Rosary podcast and who isn't, but I get real-time data on when people are praying and how many people are praying the Rosary across the world. And I noticed something startling, that it's a pretty regular flow every day. You know, the Rosary comes out at 3:30 a.m. Central Time in America. And then from that point on, I see a pretty steady flow. In the afternoon on Election Day here in America, it went dead. It stopped.
Interesting.
And it was dead until the next afternoon, almost 24 hours. Huh. Why? I think everyone became glued to the election race.
Which is, it's kind of ironic because you and I were sort of competing to not find out who the president was. And I won.
Yeah.
I lasted longer than you did.
Yeah. You
trying
did.
Not to find out.
You did. We weren't glued to the news. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to know, because it's important to know. It's important to participate in our system.
Although I will say it's not as time sensitive as people think, in the sense that you can find out as soon as you want. It's just not going to matter for a while now anyways. Whether you find out at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock is not going to...
It doesn't change the outcome.
But we have the feeling that it does.
But I was struck by how many people stopped their normal prayer routine and became completely consumed. And that's worrisome.
Mm-hmm.
That's what led to this meditation. But the other thing that I've been reflecting on is that you could call this the Marian Age. Beginning in 1830, when Mary appeared to St. Catherine Laboureille and revealed the miraculous medal, mm-hmm. which we will celebrate here, that apparition, in just a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
From that point forward until this moment, Our Lady has been appearing with a greater frequency and urgency, especially since the approved apparition of Akita, Japan, and then in Batania, Venezuela, Quapua, Nicaragua, Batania, Venezuela, San Nicolas, Argentina, Cabejo, Rwanda, and Medjugorje, that Our Lady has been saying with an ever greater urgency, please turn back to God in conversion, otherwise you will bring upon the world a great calamity, a worldwide chastisement and purification. Now, Our Lady hasn't come and said, hey, you need to get this person elected, or you need to have this type of government.
Mm-hmm.
She's come and said, everyone needs to convert before it's too late, because what will bring the calamity, the worldwide chastisement, the purification, or what will delay it or stop it, is conversion or the lack of. It's all dependent on conversion or our refusal to convert. That determines the game. So that's what I was thinking of.
Good answer. A very good answer.
What does that make you reflect on?
It lined up very well. It worked out that what I was already sort of reflecting on was, I was sort of getting myself stressed about all these things that I think I have to do. And as we were praying, I was like, I don't have to. Much of what I stress out about are things that aren't pressing and are not the highest priority. And I make it seem like the world will end if I don't do those things.
Mm.
When I found that the most important thing is, we're sitting down and we're praying the rosary, so I should just pray the rosary. Or I should just go to Mass. Or I should just, at the end of the day, the work of my life is going to be prayer. And whether or not I clean out my entire closet today or not is not going to kill the world.
Yes.
But what will is just our overall lack of faith. And I think that is very true when it comes to any anxiety we have, even if that's if that's cleaning your kitchen or electing a president. It doesn't matter how large it seems. A lot of things distract us from what we are actually responsible for, and they get us so stressed.
But that's exactly what the devil wants.
Mm-hmm.
The devil wants to us, he wants to distract us with good things from the most important thing.
But our God is a God of peace. Yeah. He doesn't want us to live in constant anxiety about everything. And if you are,
yeah,
then those are things you should think less about.
Well, and what's really amazing is the path to peace and the path to conversion are the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so simple. And this is what Our Lady has been saying over and over and over. In fact, people criticize the messages of Our Lady because it's the same message all the time. It's amazing. At Medjugorje, she comes as the Queen of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
And she says the path of peace and the path of conversion is very simple. Prayer. And by prayer, she means daily meditation in the rosary and a daily resolution.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the path to conversion. That's the path to peace.
That's the path to peace.
Did you do your meditation earlier today?
No.
You just did right now.
At least I'm honest.
You just did right now in the rosary.
I have been, this is my lifelong battle of morning meditation. I suck in the morning.
But you are like your mother. You're a night person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't have to do your meditation in the morning. You can do your meditation.
I know, but I don't know what to do with myself in the mornings. But I suck at praying in the mornings.
But first, don't neglect that what we're doing right here, the rosary is meditation. Mm-hmm. So you just did your meditation.
I count it as different.
Why?
I think I think it's different when you're praying on your own versus praying with other people.
Good point.
But I'm doing the same thing that I do in daily meditation. For some reason, I find it different. I think it's like different when you have time one-on-one with your friends versus time with all of your friends together.
Yeah, I mean, we got 162,000 people we're getting together right now.
Yeah.
Across the world. That's a lot of friends to get together. Actually, we have more of that, right? More than that right now. Way more than that right now. I understand what you're saying. But I think there's two good points here. When we're praying the rosary, especially when we're reflecting on the Word of God, this is meditation.
Mm-hmm. If anything, though, I've created the practice of when I'm really tired in the morning and at night, I say really simple prayers where you just kind of repeat all the simple thank yous for God.
Which is good.
That's all my brain has capacity for in the morning.
You're sharp at night. So if what you're saying is that you desire a more extended or more leisurely time of meditation beyond what you're doing with the rosary, then you should try to find a time when your mind is the sharpest. Mm-hmm. And build a routine. For me, it's first thing in the morning. But for you, because you're like your mom, and you're like a lot of people out there. Some people are morning people. Some people are night people. If you're a night person, then you should do it when you're sharpest.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I asked you if you did your meditation was going to ask you if you had a resolution. Because the fruit, the power of meditation is to have a resolution, because that's what brings about.
I'm trying to think of what my resolution from last night was. It should be sharper in my mind, shouldn't it?
My resolution from this morning I was meditating on the gospel of Jesus saying how he would leave the 99 to go find the one, and once he finds the lost sheep, he'll pick that sheep up, put it on his shoulders, and carry it. So my resolution all day was every time I started to get overwhelmed by what I thought I had to do, I would say, Jesus, Good Shepherd, pick me up and put me over your shoulders. You carry me all day long.
Mm.
He got a lot done for me today.
Yeah.
It's just a lot easier to be carried by the Good Shepherd.
I gotta borrow that resolution. That's very good.
The path to conversion, the path to peace, the path to national, well, first individual, family, and national prosperity. It's conversion in prayer. It's conversion by prayer. It's conversion by prayer. Because that brings us under the rule of Christ the King. So happy feast day. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.